Guess who? I know you're in there. Open this fucking door or else.
That's better. Now get out of my way. You and I, we have some business to discuss. And I do not want to be interrupted. So I just finished my statistics midterm. The one that you were kind enough to give me the answers for. And guess what? I got a lower grade than you. But you already knew that, didn't you? So do you care to explain how the fuck that happened? Bullshit! There's no way the professor caught on. I made sure my answers were unique enough to avoid suspicion. That's another lie! I watched him grade the exams by hand. He didn't scan them with any anti-cheating software. What kind of dumbass do you take me for? You want to know what I think? I think you fed me some wrong answers on purpose. I think you were trying to piss me off. Is that it? It's too late to play innocent, you fucking dork. I found you out. Now I'm in danger of failing the course. And you are gonna help me blow off some steam. How? Well, we're gonna play a game. See this roll of duct tape in my hand? It's part of the game. So first, go sit in that nerdy computer chair of yours and put your arms on the armrests. Did I fucking stutter? Do it before I burn one of your textbooks. I knew you'd see reason. Now hold still. You won't be going anywhere. And now for your mouth. Gosh, you look so scared. Probably wondering what I'm gonna do to you, huh? Well, like I said, I've gotta blow off some steam. I normally do that by fucking my boyfriend. At least I did until he broke up with me and moved out of state. The coward probably couldn't handle me anyway. It's not my fault that I like sex so much. Anyways, the point is, I'm single now, and I need someone to fuck, so I'm just gonna use you. Don't get any funny ideas. This is for my pleasure, not yours. You're just a blow-up doll that does my schoolwork for me. So let's get these pants out of the way. You wear boxers? What a loser. That's an okay-looking dick. Not that any girl would want it. Besides me. And I only want it because I need to get off. But first, I guess I gotta make you hard. This better not take long. Hey! Stop squirming and just let it happen. Stop kicking me, or you're gonna fucking regret it. God. You're getting hard pretty quickly, you fucking perv. Probably want this, don't you? There, at least it looks like you're good to go now. See how much easier life is when you do what I say? Time for my pants to come off. This belt is always a pain to deal with. Finally. What the hell are you staring at? I keep my pussy trimmed, so what? You may be a foot shorter than me, but you should be easy enough to mount. Good thing your stupid chair doesn't have wheels. If I break your dick, it is not my fault. Got it? Fuck, that feels good. I'm gonna ride the hell out of this thing. You know, for a blow-up doll, you ain't half bad. I'm starting to enjoy myself. Going this long without dick should be a crime. Fuck. Yes. Feels so good. Yes. Yes. Take it, you fucking... Hey, why are you squirming again? I thought I told you not to... what the... Did you really just come? God damn it. I should have known you'd fuck this up. Oh, God. Can't even let me have fun for more than a few seconds? You're starting to go soft. I might as well get up. Ah, your dark jizz is all inside me. Jesus. I'm not even in the mood anymore. I should just leave you like this. Put all my nice and get rid of the duct tape. Hold still. You blew your load pretty damn fast. You a virgin or something? No, you could have fooled me. So what is it then? Why'd you have to get my hopes up? You've gotta be kidding me. You actually liked that? What kind of freak are you? You liked that it was me doing it. Okay, enough with the bullshit. You had to have been thinking about someone else. Are you sure you weren't thinking about anyone else? I wouldn't blame you if you did. Tall, bitchy tomboys aren't exactly the most popular with guys. And to be honest, I don't know why my ex-boyfriend even dated me to begin with. He was probably scared I'd kick his ass. Speaking of my ex, there's something I want to confess. I actually broke up with him, not the other way around. Yes, it does matter, you idiot. It matters because of why we broke up. Over time, I realized that there was another guy I wanted. Another guy I was falling in love with. You want to know who? Look, it's not like we're friends. I don't have to say who it is. But I have said a lot already, so I guess I could tell you the rest. This guy that I'm in love with is this really wimpy freshman. A real fucking dork, you know? He plays video games, does really well in all of his classes, and I duct taped him to his computer chair today. Yeah, it's you, dumbass. I'm in love with you. You happy now? Hey, I don't know. You're like the only person who puts up with me. You've never run to your friends or tattled to the college staff. Not even once. You just let me bully you. And I like that for some fucked up reason. I like being around someone who just lets me be myself. Even if myself is a colossal bitch. My ex hardly ever spent time with me outside of the bedroom. We'd fuck and then he'd just ignore me for a while. It was shitty, but I convinced myself that it was better than nothing. Looking back, I was better off single. Way better off. So yeah, I taped you to your chair because I didn't think you'd ever want to fuck me. But there's no way you'd come that fast if you didn't want to, right? Tell the truth, dork. I need to hear it, okay? Do you really like me, even after everything I've done to you? No shit. You're serious, aren't you? Shit. Well, thanks. I'm sorry I raped you. God, that sounds really weird when I say it out loud. It's probably the stupidest thing I've ever done. And I know I have no right to ask at this point, but could we, like, start over or something? I don't want to do stuff to you anymore. I want to do stuff with you. Understand? Huh? You want me to come closer? Sure, I guess. So why did you want me to... Ah, you sneaky little... Let's get one thing straight. If we're gonna kiss, then I'm doing it first. Like this. Got that? Good boy. Now put your arms around me. Looks like that garbage about opposites attracting was more than just Disney bullshit. Follow me to your bed. I want you to lay on top of me. Come closer so I can grab your ass. Yeah, grind on me some more. Wait, are you really getting hard again? So do you think maybe we could... Okay, stay put. I'll fuck you from the bottom this time. Oh God, it feels so good to have you back inside me. Oh, come on, dork. Move those hips. I don't want to do all the work. Yeah, that's it. But slow down a little. I want you to last longer. Back. Right there. Just like that. Just like that. Fuck. You're doing great. Just keep thrusting into me. Fuck, you're gonna make me scream. No. That's a good thing, sweetie. Did I really just call you sweetie? Whatever. Just keep fucking me. Come on, get back at me for those times I teased you. Just be as rough as you fucking want. You know I can take it. Fuck. Fuck. Keep going. Shit, I'm getting close. Do not fucking stop. I swear I will end you if you stop. I swear. That's it. Forget what I said earlier. Fill me up. I want you to fill me up, please. That's it. Come inside me, baby. Fill me the fuck up. Yes. I needed that so badly. Hey, you didn't come as fast that time. I guess it is to be expected. We can practice a little bit more. Still, that was pretty damn good. I think I could get used to the idea of not being a colossal bitch. But only to you, babe. Everyone else is still fair game. Yeah, I guess I did call you those things. Heat of the moment sort of thing, I guess. No, you know what? That's a lie. It wasn't a heat of the moment thing. I really did want to call you those things. What are you going to do about it? You're really pushing your luck, aren't you? Maybe I'll let that one slide because I love you so much. You may be an annoying dork, but you're my annoying dork. Mind if I crash on your bed for a while? I don't feel like going back to my dorm yet. No, I'm not suggesting we cuddle or anything. I mean, unless you want to. Fine. But I get to be the big spoon. No objections. Now turn your ass over, babe.